Deus in adjutorio meum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, who throughout these 40 days for us did fast and pray, teach us with you to mourn our sins and close by you to stay. As you with Satan did contend, and did the victory win, O give us strength in you to fight, in you to conquer sin. As you did hunger and did thirst, so teach us, gracious Lord, to die to self and so to live by your most holy word. Abide with us that through this life of suffering and of pain, an Easter of unending joy, we may at last attain. Give thanks to the Lord for his great love is without end. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God, the Almighty. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force in the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led. For his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck. For his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew. For his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes.
For his love endures forever.
He gives food to all living things. For his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks. For his love endures forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Almighty God, remember our lowliness and have mercy. Once you gave our fathers a foreign land to inherit, free us today from sin, and give us a share in your inheritance. Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God, the Almighty. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers, I beg you through the mercy of God to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing and perfect. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. The Father realized it was at that very hour when Jesus had told him, "Your son will live," and he and all his household became believers. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Father realized that it was at that very hour when Jesus had told him, "Your son will live," and he and all his household became believers. Glory to God the Father, who has promised through his Son to grant what is asked by those who pray together. With confidence in this promise, let us pray. Lord, look with favor on your people. Lord, you gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai and brought it to perfection in your Anointed One. May all recognize the law written in their hearts and keep it faithfully as a covenant. Lord, look with favor on your people. Give those in authority a true concern for their brothers and sisters entrusted to their care, and inspire the hearts of the people to support their leaders. Lord, look with favor on your people. Strengthen with your spirit the minds and hearts of missionaries, and raise up a great company to help them from every nation. Lord, look with favor on your people. Give your grace to children, that they may grow in your favor, and to young people, that they may reach their full stature by loving you and keeping your commandments. Lord, look with favor on your people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in your peace, especially Weston Rosebery. Bring them at last to eternal life. Lord, look with favor on your people. Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, Creator, You give the world new life by your sacraments. May we, your church, grow in your life and continue to receive your help on earth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.